On today's show, yet another company is starting to deliver packages by drones. Toyota puts its entire history online for you to look at. And Dana unveils a couple of electric axles for big trucks. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Looks like higher gasoline prices and rising interest rates are taking a toll on new car sales in the American market. Wards is forecasting that sales will drop nearly 7% in May on a daily selling rate basis. That would put the seasonally adjusted annual rate, or the SAAR, at only 16.6 million vehicles. Up to now, the SAAR had been running at over 17 million. Also, inventory levels for trucks and SUVs are higher than normal, so we could start to see more incentives to move the metal. Meanwhile, Merrill Lynch reports that raw material prices are rising, especially for metals and plastics. Back in 2011, all the raw materials needed to make a car in the U.S. cost about $4,500. But then those prices started dropping to only $2,000 per car by 2016. That's when raw materials, as a percentage of the MSRP, represented only 6% of the cost of a car. But right now, Merrill Lynch says they represent 10%. And it says we're going to see the impact of this on the bottom lines of car companies and suppliers. And along those lines, Jaguar Land Rover reported its latest financial earnings, and it reported a big percentage drop. JLR sold over 154,000 vehicles worldwide in the last 3 months of 2017. That was up 3.5%. And it brought in 6.3 billion pounds in revenue, and that was up 4.3%. But on an EBIT basis, its earnings dropped 33%. And its pre-tax profit dropped almost 25%. And that was all due to higher structural costs and more incentives. Say, have you ever heard about Industry 4.0? Well, if you have not, you're going to, because that is coming up next.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
China is pushing buyers into electric cars, and that even includes commercial trucks. That's why Dana, along with its Chinese partner Dongfeng, are launching a pair of electric axles in China for Class 3 through 6 commercial trucks. One axle weighs a little over 670 pounds and has a motor that produces 174 horsepower. The larger axle covers Class 4 through 6 trucks and features a water glycol-cooled electric motor with 318 horsepower and 221 foot-pounds of torque. It weighs 816 pounds. By mounting the electric motor directly to the axle, Dana says it got rid of 100 kilos, or about 220 pounds, because it gets rid of the drive shaft and its couplings. The first application will be a Dongfeng commercial battery electric truck. Industry 4.0 is the term that manufacturing people are using for bringing the Internet of Things to the factory floor. It's all about connecting every piece of equipment in a factory to the cloud, and that can produce some amazing productivity improvements. Daimler calls its factory of the future Factory 56. AGVs, or automated guided vehicles, will deliver parts right to the workers on the line. Radio frequency IDs, or RFID technology, allows parts and vehicles to be digitally tracked and linked together throughout the manufacturing process. By using artificial intelligence, Daimler will analyze data to predict when it has to do any machine maintenance or detect any potential faults before they can spread. Factory 56 will open in 2020, and it will build the newest S-Class, as well as the first electric vehicle for the EQ brand. You're going to start hearing a whole lot more about Industry 4.0, and we will be devoting an entire Autoline this week to it, coming up later this summer. Speaking of coming up, drones delivering packages to your house just took another step towards reality. Workhorse is the name of a company that makes electric delivery trucks, and it's now testing out delivering packages with drones in Cincinnati, Ohio. Once an order is made through the company's delivery app, which links with online retailers, an electric truck is sent out. The delivery drone, called Horsefly, is integrated into the top of the truck and gets loaded by a worker inside the truck. The drone then autonomously launches and delivers the package to the drop-off zone, which is determined by the customer by tapping a spot on a map. The customer can even watch a video feed from the drone of the package being delivered. As of now, the driver still has to be within line of sight of the drone, but in the future, it would just meet the truck at its next planned stop. Toyota wants you to learn a whole lot more about the company, and it's digging into its archives to upload a treasure trove of photos documenting its history. You'll be able to find out about its founders, its origins, classic cars, and even more. And we've got a link in the transcript on our website or in the description box on YouTube where you can check it all out. But that's it for today. Thank you for making Autoline Daily a part of your day, and we hope to see you again tomorrow.